Good morning. As we mentioned, we're going to take a break from Chayotim and go through some of the halachas of Rosh Hashanah and the halachas of the Dalaminim. So starting with the halachas of Rosh Hashanah, I would like to talk about the basic rules of the Kiyas Shofar. There will not be so many chidushim. Just make sure we have a clear basic understanding of what exactly is the mitzvah, what exactly we're trying to do. So let's start from the pasuk. The Torah refers to Rosh Hashanah as Yom Teruah. It's a day of Teruah, which Chazal understand means it's a day that we're going to be making a sound in the shofar. And the Torah uses that reference three times in regards to Rosh Hashanah or to Yom Kippurim of Yovel, and the more learns that one from the other. So we know that the three times it says the word Teruah in regards to Rosh Hashanah, either directly or through a Gzeira Shava between, or a Hekesh really, between the Yom Kippur of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. The more then learns out that this sound that you're supposed to make, called Teruah, requires a sound before and a sound afterwards. The more learns it out from Psukim, V'havarta Shofar Teruah, and Shofar Taviru. So this word Taviru is some language of introducing it with the sound or extending the sound afterwards. So there's an introductory sound and a sound which comes after we make the sound of the Teruah. So now we know that we have to make three Teruah sounds, each one preceded by a sound beforehand and a sound afterwards. Those sounds are referred to as tikiya, which is a lashon of havora, extending one sound which seems to extend straight. So that's a straight sound. So we know that the sound before and the sound afterwards are straight sounds, and we call those tikiya. So we know that we have a chiyuv, according to the Torah, they have nine sounds, a tikiya, this middle sound which is referred to as teruah, and tikiya again. And we do this three times. So three times three is nine. However, the Gemara already says we're not clear what this Teruah sound is supposed to be. And the Gemara quotes the Targum. The Targum translates the word Teruah as Yevava. Yevava is a form of crying. Vadiabev Eim Sisra. So we know that the mother of Sisra was crying. So we know that your word Yevava means some form of crying. And the Gemara says, well, we're not sure what this crying sound sounds like. The different ways a person cries. Sometimes a person is genuchi. It's sort of a groaning sound. And sometimes it's a wailing sound. So the Gemara says that we're not sure if this Teruah sound is referring to genuchi, which would be three short sounds, or it's referring to yololi, which is much shorter sounds, but like staccato sounds. There is a machlokes in halacha whether that's referring to three staccato sounds or nine. And we assume the chumra we're referring to that it has to refer to be at least nine koiches, nine very quick sounds from the shofar as quickly as possible. So that's the possibility of what we call shvarim, or what we refer to as teruah. So again, this teruah is not the teruah language of the Torah per se, that can mean, according to one possibility, the word of the teruah of the Torah actually means what we call shevorim. It's the name Chazal used to refer to these short staccato sounds. The Gemara says there's another possibility, it's a combination of the two, shevorim and then teruah. So first a person starts out crying, sometimes with a longer sound. He's groaning a little bit, and then he starts wailing, which is the very quick, short, staccato sounds of the teruah, of wailing. The Gemara says, however, the other direction normally does not happen, so we only have three possibilities. So to fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, since we have a suffolk in the mitzvah of the Raisa, we have to do all three possibilities. So we have to say maybe the teruah sound is the right sound. We need three sets of that, tekiah, that sound, and the tekiah again three times. Maybe the shvarim sound is the right sound, and we need three sets of that. So that's nine sounds for the teruah, nine sounds for the shvarim. And then we would say that really there'd be another set which is made of the tekiah and the combination of shvarim, teruah, and then tekiah again. So that's tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah three times. Halacha refers to that as not nine sounds, but 12 sounds, because there's tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiya, that's 4, and 3 sets of that is 12. So this gives us a total of 18 plus 12 is 30 karlus. And to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa misofik, we need to blow 30 karlus in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. So there is a way of actually reducing it by using the tekiya sound at the end of one set as the beginning of the next set. But we don't do that. So we blow 30 sounds in order to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa because of the suffix, what the command of the Torah is. Have a good morning and have a good day.